Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 405 DGS. When I say that Trish Gazelle has worked harder on getting a mortician on this show than I've worked in a year, I'm not exaggerating. How are we looking?
I think we're looking good.
Okay, there's your mortician update. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there.
I said hello to you exactly 1 hour ago, and I was completely screwed up, and it ruined the whole 3 o'clock hour for me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That has to happen every once in a while. You can't be perfect every single day.
You're the only one who understands that, Dave. Thank you.
Okay.
What are we looking at weather-wise?
But lots to talk about, really. We've got, before we get to my forecast, we're talking about the longest days of the year now. The first day of summer is the 20th, which is Father's Day. So we got that going for us. But these are the longest days for about 10 days or so. The sun going down almost as late as 8:30. So it's staying light long, long time. But that means the heat kind of stays with us. Also, we got some tropical action. Tropical Storm Bill is off the East Coast, well off the East Coast and moving away. The only place it'll probably affect is Nova Scotia. It's not a concern for the U.S. at all. And remember last week we were talking about the possibility of some Gulf action. It's down in the Southern Gulf right now. Thought it would be a problem for the Central Gulf, the 18th, 19th, 20th of June. I'm still liking that. Whether or not it gets a name, it should get a name. But if it doesn't, it's still going to bring incredible rains to the Central Gulf over the weekend. We're talking centered on New Orleans for the most part. We could see some 15 to 20 inch rainfall amounts down there. So keep that in mind. It's summer vacation season for us. Beautiful evening. Now, it's warm right now. It is the middle of June. But once the sun goes down around 8:30 or so, temperatures will drop like a rock. We'll quickly drop out of the 80s this evening into the 70s, 60 for the overnight low in the city. The suburbs about 56, 57, 58. Comfortable, comfortable humidity. Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Beautiful morning. It will be a warm afternoon again, much like today, about 88 degrees, but still really nice humidity levels. Clear skies Wednesday night. Quickly dropping out of the 80s again, 64 for the low. Thursday, kind of a transition day. Lots of sunshine. It's a hot day, but still only moderate humidity. But temperatures getting up to 93 Thursday afternoon. Friday, it is a pure summer steam bath across St. Louis. Partly sunny. It's hot. It's humid, especially for the afternoon. 99, 100 degrees. The record on Friday is 100 from one of the hot years of the 50s, 1953. Cold front comes through, cool front comes through, summer cool front. Friday night with scattered thunderstorms, and the weekend should bring temperatures in the upper 80s for high temperatures Saturday and Sunday. So lots going on.
Yeah, wow.
Any rain on the weekend? Are we going to have some pool days?
Yeah, I am not overly impressed. I think if we see any rain, it would be first thing in the morning on Saturday. I think most of it, and it would be scattered, will be Friday night. Thunderstorms.
Holding you to it.
Guys, there's...
Absolutely. Everybody else does. Why shouldn't you?
Right. Well, first of all, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. So keep that in mind. There's also five minutes left on the musk ox poll.
Where am I? No musk ox. I don't know what it means.
So we had to ask the audience, you know, prior to yesterday's show, had you ever heard of a musk ox? 65% of people say so far that yes, they have.
Holding pretty steady.
But 34% say no. I mean, that's still a good percentage of people.
I just didn't want to be the only one.
You're not.
Dave, where are you?
I've heard of an ox, obviously, so there must be lots of different kinds of oxes. No, I had not heard of that particular species.
We're on the exact same page.
Put him down.
Thanks, Dave.
I think the poll just points out that 34% of the people are honest.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Except we can't see their names, so why wouldn't they be? I'm just going to say.
Mike Anderson just alienated the 64%. They're like, shut up, Mike Anderson.
And the people who have heard of the muskox, oh, the replies are so smug.
They're my people. They're my a-holes. I love it. I had a weird thought I like sharing with you guys. I was listening. We talked about that none of us, well, you have been to Ted Drew's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I've never been. Rach's never been.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, because you grew up in South County.
You've been
a lot,
obviously.
Tony had said he had never been.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
The other person that used to sit there.
Yeah. Get you guys confused.
You both have brown hair.
Yeah. I mean, which of you?
Our name starts with a T.
You have a son named Jamie.
Gen X, whatever.
Anyway, the first time I remember rolling my eyes at something that I thought was political correctness was when Ted Drew went from "it really is great, guys" to "it really is great, guys and gals." And I was like, I'm going to punch you, Ted Drew. That is so stupid. That is so, you're giving into political correctness. And I never got my chance to fight him. But just
no free Ted Drews for you.
But however many years later that is, maybe five, now it's politically incorrect.
Because, guys and gals?
Because that's limiting it to there just being guys and gals.
I gotcha.
You see, you get my point.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that in that amount of time, it went from, oh, come on, to, oh, come on, there's more than guys and gals. Isn't that weird?
Is this really a
thing?
That
is weird. That is really weird.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying people are going after Ted. Oh. I'm just saying that there are many, many people out there who would say anytime you limit anything to just men and women, you are being very, very discriminatory.
Yeah, that you should.
So what do we say? What's Ted supposed to say now?
I thought "it really is great, guys" was fine. I think "it's great, guys and gals" is fine. I think it's fine.
Really is great, guys, gals, theys and gays.
Theys and them. I don't know.
That actually has a catch.
Yeah, it's like
that's gonna come back and haunt you.
Oh no, it's a meme. Come on, people say that all the time. Girls, gays, and days. It's a internet. Thing on the internet. So cancel the internet before you come for me. I don't know. I just think the average person, if you were to say to me, "It really is great, guys," that doesn't offend me in any way, and I'm a gal. And I think the average person doesn't care. It's just whoever wants to make a problem is going to, you know, try to force an
issue. I know. It doesn't bother me that they didn't say gals either, but I never like to say it wouldn't bother me if I'm really not in that position, because I don't know. I don't know if it would bother me. I can't put myself in
their
brain.
If you were a non-binary person, maybe it would bother you.
I don't think it would, just because of the type of person that I am, but I hate saying to them they shouldn't care.
I think there's a huge difference between saying "it really is great, guys and gals," and you're unintentionally maybe excluding a non-binary person. There's a huge difference between that. And then there are people out there who would be like, "it really is great, guys and gals, and those are the only two genders." Yeah. Scientifically, nothing else exists. Like, you can accidentally leave someone out and it's not evil or wrong. But then whenever people take the extra step to be like, "and I'll never say that there's anything other than a guy and a gal," then you care way too much. And then I see why people have an issue with it.
It is just ice cream. Frozen custard ice
cream. Nothing's just ice cream anymore, Dave. Trust me. Said by a guy who's retired with money. Hello, Mark. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good,
or
man.
This afternoon?
Good, good.
What do you need to know about muskox? Because they obviously do exist. I have some friends that have hunted them up in Alaska, Northwest Territory, and they're rather unique in that they circle up when they get intimidated, and you know when you go to stalk them, one of them will come firing out at you. They have a very big set of horns and extremely hairy. They're somewhat prehistoric looking.
Have you had it to eat yet? Ever?
I have not, no. But I would assume it is very good eating based on that it's that it eats the tundra material, which is, it's same kind of stuff that a moose eats a little bit better than that does. But
I do have a question.
I've been told it's very good.
Mark, what would you say is the number one indicator that you are dealing with a musk ox over another type of ox?
Well, most of the other ox are like more like farm animals, where this is a wild animal.
Ooh, and the smell, right?
The musk ox
and
smokes.
The stank.
So that's how you know.
Smell musky.
You see an ox with a cigarette. It's probably a
musk ox. Yeah. Or just a real bad ox.
I said that sentence so weird, too. Have you had it to eat yet?
You did. It's only like your first week, so I let it go.
Have you had it to eat yet?
I was waiting for somebody to say something.
Have you ever put the musk ox in your mouth for nutritional purposes? It's like the other day when you said your mom used a cane for support. So it's a pattern with you.
I thought about that all night. I know what I meant. I just didn't say it right.
When Nick and I were driving to Florida last time.
It's only radio. That's okay.
Right. Everybody will forget.
Down south, they have Crystal's burgers. Mm. They're kind of like White Castle's, but they have mustard. And we're going through Georgia or something, and he goes, "How you feeling about a Crystal's?" And I said, "I wouldn't mind one just for the taste of it." And he goes, "That's the most Grandma Glover thing you've ever said in
like,
your life.
Like, what else would you want it for?"
Exactly. I wouldn't mind one to plug up the air conditioner.
For some reason, White Castle with mustard sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they're good. It does.
Do they have the little onions in the pickles, too?
They don't have the little onions, my memory, like the White Castle. Which, by the way, what did I say? It's dumb or funny.
I don't know.
Have you had it to eat yet? What was I doing?
This hour is so much better.
Yeah. We're not good at this job. Hey, we can procreate on Mars. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
No.
Yeah.
We had to get there, though.
They sent some sperm up there, evidently, and on a little tiny rocket, and it landed, and it stayed alive, and so they're like, hey, good. If we move our species there, we'll be able to procreate, because they thought maybe
it would just die. Swimming or something.
Exactly.
So did they just, like, put it in a container and then, like, sit it outside and then leave and come back?
Yeah, in a mayonnaise jar, evidently.
Really?
I don't know what they
Wouldn't you love to give that sample?
Dave?
No, really.
Dave.
No. You know, heck, it's on Mars. That's fantastic.
Yeah, dude. Came away.
Come on.
It's taken down.
I love it.
It's science.
You can't be full on Dave Murray on KMOX, okay? They're still under this lie that you're like the sweet guy. Wouldn't you like to be that guy?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a controversial segment thanks to Dave and me.
Take this, Mars. Feel the Murray.
Oh my God.
And I just made it worse.
That's a great bumper sticker. Kidding. I'm going to make that a bumper sticker.
Feel the Murray?
Yeah.
Feel the Murray.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
All right. We're going to last show. She's watching it with those eyes. Welcome back, guys. DGS 422 on the dot. You know, I'm going to give you a free one, Heisey. Brought to you by the Heisey Advisory Group, just because I like them. We're hoping to have Kenny the Mortician, and yes, that is his only name. It's like Prince. He'll hopefully be on at 4:35. He's talking to a family. We don't know.
If not Thursday, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
We're not going anywhere.
We'll get it.
We'll be here. Rach, headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Chinooks. You can round up your purchase at Chinooks to support Folds of Honor through July 4th. They also have an online auction that you can check out if you'd like to make a little extra donation. A bomb threat temporarily closed the St. Louis Art and History Museums in Forest Park today.
Oh, really?
Wow. Police checked it out, gave the all clear. They didn't find any active threats. But come on, whoever called in that bomb threat, you're a loser. I hate stuff like that.
I've never been involved in one of those. Has anyone, like, been in a building where a fake one has been called in?
No. Mm-mm.
I would imagine I'd be a little scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go running out.
What do you think the penalty should be? They catch you red-handed, you did it, and you're like, oh, just trying to be funny. Like, what should happen to you?
It's a great question. I'm sure there is a pretty bad punishment.
I just don't know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Should people go to jail? Should someone spend time in a jail because they called in a bomb threat?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm fine with it.
I think, too, though, you could look at their bank account. Can I see your bank account? I mean, a huge hefty fine or a donation to a charity is not a bad idea either.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah.
Are you an idiot kid or are you a grown man and there's something wrong with you, too?
True.
True. But I think you have to have a pretty bad punishment to keep the idiot kids from doing it for no reason. Because if you don't have to spend time in jail or pay an insane fine, then like, oh, there's a final tomorrow and I don't want to do it.
I was just thinking about this on the way in. I think Ryan and Bo were talking about, it could have been yesterday, but somewhere on the station, someone said, I think it was a caller, the only way to stop people from doing bad things is to make the penalty stiff enough that they won't do it. And in general, I agree. But this guy that that got into the mask fight with this woman, have you seen this? And he went back in and shot her and killed her. That guy knew when he went out and got his gun, my life's over. Either literally because he got shot by the cops or figuratively, I'm never going to be a free man again.
Yeah.
So that didn't stop him from doing it.
Yeah.
So yes, in general, how do you clean up St. Louis? More cops, stiffer penalties, actually put people in jail. I believe that 100%. But there's a whole bunch of monkeys out there who don't care. How do you get to them?
How do you make a nihilist care about themselves or other people or life in general? That's the problem with a lot of these mass shooters. It's like, I should have done more. I should have reached out to them. I don't know. I think a lot of these people think life is a video game and they're losing, so they're going to blow themselves up. Like, literally. I'm not that interested in why they made the decision they made, because their decision was insane and completely divorced from reality or any kind of empathy for other people. So
do you think somebody like that or someone like you said is always going to end up in that place no matter what? Like, it just depends on the situation. Are they always headed toward that place? Either death or jail or.
It's an interesting question. And that's where it's so tough is I don't understand these people's mindsets. They just seem like they don't care about anything, because a normal person, even if they're having the worst day of their life, they're not going to make the choice to go into someone's place of work and shoot a bunch of people or go into a school and shoot people. That's you can't reason with that. So every time, you know, they try to make a law or they try to, like, we got to really go at this from a mental health perspective. I'm like, let's do whatever we can. But let's also admit to ourselves that we don't know what's going on here. This is just crazy.
I think there's a line. I don't know where the line is, but I think there's a line of crime that it's all about risk reward. If you're stealing cars, if you're robbing people at gunpoint, if you're a thief, I think you just want the money. And am I going to get caught? And if I do, what's going to happen to me? I'll either do it or I don't. You know, I saw something like people robbing banks in the olden days. Why didn't everyone rob banks? Like, everyone got away with it. Now, you're probably not going to get away with it, and you're probably going to go to jail for a long time.
But
that's why
you
don't do it.
Yeah, but if you do.
But for rapists, for pedophiles, for people who will commit murder, not out of passion, but out of, I just want to kill someone.
Or mass shooters. It's a power thing. It's, I left an impact. Like, even if my impact was completely negative, I messed up someone's life. I messed up millions of people's lives. Exactly. So, it's about hurting other people.
That,
so that's
to me,
really
means
hard
they're
to do.
Always going to end up in that place.
And
it
those
just depends
people,
on what the situation
the
is.
The only calculus I think they do is, when's the best time to inflict the most damage? But I don't think that they're thinking, it's not like they're going to open up a criminal law book and see that they could go to prison and go, oh, I'm not going to shoot up the QT. It's not about that.
They've just reached their personal limit to where they went, you know what? All right, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I think there's probably been thousands of people who were capable of doing that, but they just never got to their point where they said, I'm done playing the game.
Yes. Which is why I've said that we need as many hurdles and speed bumps in front of these people so that some of them give up. Some of them are never going to give up. They're going to get a gun. They're going to do it. You can't stop them. But you can stop the ones who are not fully committed.
And maybe how much damage they actually do.
Yes.
You could stop that, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I agreed with that caller earlier in the week that you just need to make it stiffer penalties. But then there's a whole group of these people that doesn't matter.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 438. Coming at 5 p.m. It's Paranormal Tuesday, and we have Scott and Forrest from Astonishing Legends. They're actually a really big deal in the podcasting world. They have one of the top podcasts ever, and top three, I'm going to guess, in paranormal. They're both really great guys. They take a really smart guy, intellectual approach to it, and at 5, we're going to talk to them about The Conjuring, the story, and the couple that's a real couple who real life were like exorcists, and they would go into people's homes, and I said, I think they had something to do with the Amityville Horror, and Trish, you looked it up, and they did, right?
Yeah, so the Amityville Horror movie was like inspired by their life and yeah, how they came to be.
That one scared me.
Yeah, that one was scary.
I mean, I was really young, but to this day, I mean, I bet they ruined those windows for homes. You know, everyone can see it right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't live in a house
they
like that.
They look like eyes.
It's so stupid, but I wouldn't. So stupid, but I wouldn't. The Log Flume is a religion to me because it was just my everything as a kid, and I did set a record for how many times anyone wrote it in one day when I was 12.
According to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, who told you
I
that?
I mean, no one's ever challenged me on it. Anyway, it's pretty safe, right? That's where you take the young preteens, and it's the entry drug, gateway drug to the roller coasters. At one of the Six Flags, not ours, but at another one, it capsized.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Right.
So going down, flips over, do they fall off the entire track?
Yeah, dead. No, I don't know. I think they just
I wonder if they were doing something to dislodge the log.
God knows I did.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems unlikely that after probably 40 or 50 years of it running without any sort of bad things happening, it's like, whoa.
There's no
it's gone rogue.
We used to go down to Branson, and this was when it was Silver Dollar City, but there were two rides, Fire in the Hole and then like Log Flume one, but that was it. Yeah. That was all there was to do. So you just had to keep going on the same
but they had candle making
over, and we didn't want a part of that. We wanted to ride the rides, and there were only two.
Rich, can you take the Six Flags story? You've heard it so many times, but she never has.
Well, which one is there? There's quite a few.
They all happen the same day, most of them. So, went to Six Flags with my two cousins. One was nice, one was a jerk. And early on, and okay, I'm wearing short shorts because that's what I had.
Wait, are they older or younger?
About the same age.
Okay.
And I was also wearing a shirt that I loved, but it was from when I was about 6 and I was 10. So it was super tight.
Short shorts, tight shirt.
Yeah, and the shirt my sister made, and she used permanent magic markers, and it said, like, Dave Kung Fu Master, and it just had a couple of little fists going like, hi-ya. So that's what I look like. Pulled up tube socks and tennis shoes. And so our dad said, here's $10. This is your daily allotment. Knock yourselves out. So we went to the gift shop, and my two cousins bought the bullwhip. Right? Because we're 10, and it's a bullwhip. My dumbass bought the invisible dog. Like, the leash that has a halter with no dog in it. And they're like, dude, get a bullwhip. I'm like, no, this is hilarious. People are going to think this is hilarious. I'm going to slay everyone in the park. Well, fast forward to 8 minutes from then, and I'm just getting bullwhipped like crazy by my cousins. Hey, I can't see your dog. And pretty much everyone in the park be like, hey, kid, where's your dog? And I'm like, this sucks. So I went to my dad. I'm like, look, can I please have enough money to buy a bullwhip? And of course, he's like, no. I fought in World War II. Shut up. And I'm like, okay, can I throw away the invisible dog? He's like, boy, that dog's going home with us. That's my hard-earned money.
You're the invisible dog.
Stupid enough to buy an invisible dog. So the whole day and night, I've got Fifi, and they never stopped hitting me with their bull whips. And then, like, when the sun went down, we're like, hey, what's the record for riding the log flume? And I'm like, I don't know. It has to be in the hundreds. And they're like, let's do it. So for the next 3 hours, we just did the log flume, ran back around, jumped over the thing because no one's waiting in line, and we just kept going. And at one point, we jumped in front of this young couple, and they're like, hey. And I'm like, it's okay. We're setting a record. And oh, my God.
Like, it was an official thing.
I can't believe we didn't die of just pure dorkdom. Because after 30 or 40 of these, it's like, left! Lean left! Oh, you son of a bitch! And you just... And the whole time, I got the fake dog between my legs, and they're bullwhipping, and...
Should have got a bullwhip.
It was bad. It's really bad.
I want to see those short shorts.
I never had anything that fit me. It was always...
Yeah, what was your first article of clothing where you were like, wow, I look really good in
the
these?
The Star Trek uniform shirt that I wore to the first day of seventh grade.
Yeah.
I picked it out. I made the choice. It was Captain James Tiberius Kirk. And I got on the bus and I'm like, I'm going to kill it. No more nerddom for me, baby. Seventh grade, I'm reinventing. And I got off the bus and realized that, oh, okay. And I got my little head slapped a lot that day and like, hey, where's Spock? So
it was not a good choice.
No, it wasn't good.
When did you start making good clothing choices on your own?
You've met me.
TBD. Yeah. One of these days, he's going to nail it.
As soon as this stuff comes, when everyone's wearing the same jeans every day, Birkenstocks and a Lucky Brand motorcycle t-shirt.
My favorite thing about Dave's clothing habits is he orders all of his clothes off of eBay.
Yes.
There was a short period of time where you ordered a couple of things from the Gap website.
Yes.
What happened? Did you just lose interest there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he orders everything from eBay. So he'll order like a used shirt and it'll be like, oh, that's a good one, Dave. So then he'll order like 10 more from the same seller, but it's not the same brand. It's not like, you know, like you're just buying this person's clothes. You're not getting the consistent quality from buying it from like
Why is this one
Lucky
so much
brand
smaller?
Itself. Exactly.
This one smells like smoke.
He's like, I found my new store and it's just like a dude named Eric in Oklahoma.
She embarrassed me. The other day she embarrassed me. I didn't even let you know this embarrassed me, but I have this shirt that says Stash on it. It's a band from the 80s. And one day she complimented it. She's like, I like that shirt. Fits you really well. Well, it's been like 10 times since then. And she goes, do I need to compliment another shirt? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, because that's exactly the only reason I was wearing
she
it.
She said she really liked that one.
Oh, you'll see it tomorrow.
That one's a good one.
You'll see it tomorrow.
That's why he's wearing it.
452 DGS. Rage, got something here?
Yeah, it was just on the television behind you. Inside Edition is on every day at this time, and they were running a story. They showed this 13-year-old little girl who had gotten beaten up at school. So they're showing close-up photos of her bloody nose and her teeth cracked and like her face smeared with blood. It was very alarming to see a child in that state. Mm. And so, you know, I'm reading the closed captioning, trying to figure out why are they airing this? Well, she had a bully in gym class and the bully beat her up. And now she's on television. It was just so odd to me. She's sitting there being interviewed with her mom and her mom just like, yeah, the bully beat her up, so I put it on social media to get some support. And now there's been this tremendous outpouring of support. And look, I don't have a child, but I feel like if I did have a child who got beat up like that, it would be my last instinct to take a bunch of detailed photos and post it on the internet to get attention. Mm. I mean, I get like, people seem to use the excuse of like, well, I just wanted to get them support. I wanted to show them that many more people love them than bully them. But it's like, you can have that support from your family and friends without putting it out there for a stranger in St. Louis, Missouri, who's just sitting at work to look up and see your child have the crap beaten out of them.
Because here's what's going to happen. The other child who did it is going to get bullied from the mom whose child who was bullied putting it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? They're all just going to pile on this other kid. Obviously, there's an issue. That child maybe needs some help to stop bullying. But now they're going to be piled on. And whatever issues making them bully might be become 100 times worse.
And it always just blows my mind that that's our first reaction now is like, well, we'll just put it online. We'll let the court of public opinion work this out. Well, she's 13 and her face is all busted up because another little girl beat her face. Why are you putting that online? How are they going to move past that when you're on an episode of Inside Edition breaking down the whole scenario?
That's who you are
like
now.
It seems counterproductive to healing the situation. Now it's about, honey, isn't this great that this happened? Because now we're getting all of these television appearances. That there is something like sick about that to me.
The whole thing is sick. People who've never been in a fight, it's not like John Wayne. I've been in a few and I've seen a bunch, mostly like high school, and I've seen people get bloodied. It's gross. It's not just gross like, ew, blood. It's gross like, I'm sorry, it sounds like a pansy. I've been in enough fights. Grew up in South Roxana. There's something gross about punching another person. And if you think it's not, I bet you've never punched another person. Mm. It's really disturbing.
Just like two people going at it. Just not attractive.
And especially little girls.
Yeah.
It just makes me absolutely
sick.
Well,
just the whole thing of like, well, look what she did to her. Okay, take it to the police.
Yeah.
And let that. This is so weird that you're showing it to America.
Yeah.
Like when this little girl is my age, she's probably going to go, why in the world did we do that? Why were we letting everyone in on this trauma that happened in my life? Why were we monetizing it and trying to get attention out of it?
Agreed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.